These are the adverts which were placed across London's transport network earlier this year. Many corporations see advertising on public transport as a valuable investment, and it's a market that's seen significant growth in recent years. However, complaints were made over Press TV's advertisements. The complainants argued that its claim to broadcasting 24 hours news truth and the full story were misleading, because they believed it was biased. Millions of people in London use public transport every day, and it's likely that a significant proportion of them will have seen the Press TV adverts. Of that number, four people decided to complain. The Advertising Standards Agency investigated the complaints by examining Press TV's coverage of the Iranian presidential elections. It concluded that the output, which did include coverage of opposition unrest and rallies, could be fairly described as providing the full story.
Press TV did give the full story, despite all the claims that whether certain institutions, the government, other media campaigns against Press TV are trying to make, we proved them wrong.
Press TV has been previously attacked in the UK for its links with Iran and its uncompromising coverage of the Palestinian-Israeli conflict. Its news broadcasts have gone down badly, particularly with supporters of Zionism in the UK.
I think it's ridiculous how the news, how you guys put on the news, that you don't talk about what happens, what really happens, where they hide. They hide in military, they hide their military in schools and in hospitals.
But the decision by the advertising watchdog following a careful investigation will no doubt be seen by many Press TV viewers as vindication of its coverage. Hassan Ghani, Press TV, London.